بسم الله بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وله أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أولم يروا إلى ما خلق الله من شيء يتفيأ ظلاله عن اليمين والشمائل سجدا لله وهم داخرون. Allah Ta'ala tells us, Allah Ta'ala asks, have they not considered what things Allah has created? Their shadows incline to the right and to the left, prostrating to Allah while they are humbled. This ayah has perplexed me for a long time, and I still feel like there's a lot of issues that are still unresolved, even with research, you still feel like there's a lot going on here. It's very interesting. First and foremost, Allah Ta'ala mentions, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Have they not considered every little thing, min shay yani min al istighraqiyya, that means any possible tiny little thing. It's exhaustive, it's comprehensive. These things, physical, actual, tangible things, are being contrasted with shadows, and you could say one reason is because shadows aren't things. They are the absence of a thing. And so it's quite interesting, it seems that Allah Ta'ala is highlighting the fact that He is the creator and the sustainer of everything in the heavens and the earth, but even the things that are not things, they are the absence of things as well. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, I'm in control of all of it. Then Allah says, عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَالشَّمَائِلِ قَتَادَ أَمْ ضَحَاكِ. They comment on this and they say, well, at the beginning of the day, the sun rises up, and so your shadow is going to be stretching out to the right. And then as it goes up higher and higher, it's going to get closer and closer and closer to you until eventually it's right underneath you. And then it's going to keep going down until it gets longer and longer to the left. That's only true if you're facing the south. Why is this ayah emphasizing that you're facing the south? I have no idea. I really tried to do a good amount of research to figure that out. If anybody has the tafsir of that, I don't know why. I think it's fascinating, but I'm not sure why this is assuming or implying that this person is facing the southern direction. I had a lot of theories, but I don't want to mention anything speculation. Anyhow, what's interesting here is then Allah says, سُجَّدًا لِلَّهِ وَهُمْ دَاخِرُونَ. It is all prostrating to Allah, and in humble, you could say even humiliated submission. And obviously, the sajda that human beings make is with, you know, the 7 points of two hands, 2 feet, 2 knees, and of course the head, and you can include the forehead. And so the sajda of everything else in the heavens and the earth is different, obviously, than our sajda. It is implying a complete and utter subjugation, a complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the point being made here? What is the emphasis? Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, if you take a look at the ayat prior to this, Ayat 43 and 44 in Surah An-Nahl are talking about all the different kinds of guidance that Allah sends, that people ignore one after the other after the other. Allah Ta'ala is trying from every way, you could say from every angle, giving them a guidance. And they are keep rejecting. Then Allah Ta'ala mentions in from Ayat 45 to 47, 4 different types of punishments that could come to human beings, which we're not going to go through all of them right now, because they just won't listen no matter what, it seems, some people. And then Allah Ta'ala says, look at the way the sun will go across the sky so that everywhere on earth can get light. Every little thing, every angle, so that everything can get light. And look at how the shadows will move around. And it's interesting, this word taqallub in the previous ayah and tafayyu, similar pattern. Anyhow, that's a side point. Look at the way the sun will go and try to essentially cover every angle, and yet, subhanAllah, these shadows will just keep avoiding the light. Obviously, that's what they're designed to do. However, what is the similitude? Well, it's similar to the way human beings, no matter how many times Allah Ta'ala sends another messenger and another book and more reminders and more guidance and more advice and more miracles and even more believers to give you more of an example, you find that some people, subhanAllah, will just keep avoiding the truth no matter what. Do you notice that some people, it's like they're designed, no matter what angle you come at them from, no matter how much you try to shine the light, they're always going to go to the opposite and always try to remain in the dark. And why is that the case? Why do some people have this attitude? They won't say it outright, but you'll find that after lots of discussion, some people, what they're essentially saying is, if you read between the lines, I just want to be free. I just want to be free. I just want to do whatever I want to do. Now, if the sun is representing light, hence guidance, and therefore obedience, whereas darkness is generally representing what? Misguidance. Then in this example, Allah Ta'ala is highlighting that even the shadows are in complete submission to Allah Ta'ala. In other words, if you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll be in submission. That's obvious. But if you say to yourself, no, I want to rebel because I want to be quote-unquote free, do you really think you'll be able to escape Allah's control? Do you think living in the darkness is going to give you this freedom that I can do whatever and get any kind of results that I want? You're still subjected to all the laws of this universe. Your body will still be in need of sleep. You can't stop that. You still have to eat. You're still going to age. You're still eventually going to die. There is no escaping Allah Ta'ala's control. You can't change the fact that Allah's path is the best path. You might say, I'm going to go another path and it's going to be great for me. No, it's not. Allah Ta'ala said, this is the right path. This is going to get you the best results. You take another path, sorry. It's just like a mathematical equation. You're just not going to get the results you want. It's as simple as that. It's as if Allah Ta'ala is saying what? Don't they see that even the shadows who avoid the light that Allah Ta'ala has gifted us with still have to submit to Allah in the end? You want to go the opposite route, but you're still forced to be in submission anyhow. So what is even the point? And this is what we should be asking people in our attempt to give da'wah, inshallah ta'ala. We say what? Even if you rebel against God's guidance, you can't win down this path. There is no winning. There is no getting free from this cycle. There is no avoiding judgment day. There is no avoiding judgment and retribution. This should be a reminder. I mean, subhanAllah, the Shaykh was just reciting from what? Surah Isra. You know, wa in udtum udna, Allah Ta'ala tells Bani Israel, if you return to evil, we're going to return to punishing you. SubhanAllah, they think that no, I can do all the most atrocious crimes. And SubhanAllah, we could list them. I'm sure I've seen and you've seen and we've all seen just things that would, you think to yourself, these aren't humans. This is not human behavior. These are shayateen. This is demons wrapped in a human shell. There's no way that a human being can do this. And SubhanAllah, they're doing it thinking that they can escape. They think, subhanAllah, we should, on the one hand, of course, be horrified by these types of crimes that we see happening every day. But in addition to that, we should remember how sad that they think that they're given a little bit of rope and therefore they think they're free. Just a little bit of rope is not going to make the difference. In the end, you will be pulled back. In the end, you will have to face your maker. SubhanAllah. There's a nice quote from Jean-Jacques Rousseau who says, man is born free and everywhere he is in chains. Man is born free, but everywhere he is in chains. It's a good quote. It's true that no matter how much you think I'm free to do whatever I want, the fact of the matter is there are going to be restraints and you can't please everybody. You can't conform with everybody. You can't even conform with your own desires because the more you try to chase them, the more difficult it becomes. So then there has to be a point where you say, since I know submission is a fact of life, I have to submit to something. So who is it going to be? Is it going to be society? Is it going to be, I don't know, my friends? Is it going to be family? Is it going to be my culture? Is it going to be my own desires? What am I going to submit to? Because submission is a fact. And the Muslim is the one who says, I choose to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, let us make this month the month where we submit to Allah ta'ala and remember that even whether you want to be in the light or even in the dark, there is no escaping the control of Allah ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala open our eyes to see the crimes that are taking place in these tragic days that we're witnessing. But let that be a reminder to us that if they are the ones that are going to go deeply, deeply astray, thinking that they'll never be held accountable, at least I'm not going to make the same mistake. That's exactly why we read these ayat. And we remember that, let me get more control over my life and make sure that I'm living in submission to Allah Ta'ala. Jazakallahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.